We are at a moment in which the range of uncertainties is unusually wide. We've just passed through the worst financial crisis since World War II. It's quantitatively much larger and qualitatively different from other financial crises. The only relevant comparisons are with the Japanese real estate bubble, which burst in 1991, and from which Japan has still not recovered, and with the Great Depression of the 1930s. What differentiates this crisis from the Japanese experience is that the latter was confined to a single country, while this crisis has involved the entire world. What differentiates it from the Great Depression is that this time the financial system was not allowed to collapse, but was put on artificial life support. In fact, the magnitude of the credit and leverage problem we have today is even greater than in the 1930s. In 1929, a total credit outstanding in the United States was 160% of GDP, and it rose to 250% by 1932. In 2008, we started at 365%, and this calculation doesn't take into account the pervasive use of derivatives, which was absent in the 1930s.